yourself to receive the gifts of the heart. So we want to remember exactly that, that we're in the process of remembering our true nature, our true gifting, our true understanding of self. So I have heard myself say these words so many, many, many times. And, you know, we kind of all take that kind of like on an intellectual basis, simply because we don't really know what to expect. We don't know what's due to arrive. And the words are, is simply remembering we're entitled to our multidimensional self. So that's a great word, and it's very long, and it sounds very helpful. But the question, what does that really entail? What do we really decide about ourselves as a result of that? And so the greatest expansion, the greatest result, the greatest assurance is that we're guaranteed our freedom. In other words, any places where we still are committed to boundaries, where we're still committed to loss, where we're still committed to separation. Well, that may be true in one dimensional claim, but as we're ready to raise the bar. So that readiness is really being complete with the past. You don't need anyone to be wrong. You don't need to prove yourself right. You don't need to give someone evidence of your pain. It's sort of like we're all in pain when we're not in our divinity. And so wouldn't it be grand? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be sensational to welcome back the divine self? Because that's in truth what we're all understanding, meaning, standing upon, insinuating, agreeing upon, stating its claim with certainty. Because the more that we're willing to stand out and say hello, what they mean by that is we're all entitled guests, meaning we all have that multidimensional claim. We all have that wisdom inside. We all have that master teacher, that inner guru, and we're all a little bit gun shy. So it's sort of like, well, you go first. No, you go first. Well, you go check it out. Let me know how it goes. So because those that stand out tend to get a little persecuted. They tend to get a gunshot. You know, it's like it's a little bit scary in the past in terms of being willing to announce who you truly are. So we really want to realize that we're all in unison, in mass, together, as one, going down below and stating our claim. So when they're saying going down below, it's like going deeper than that surface consciousness that we all typically reside on. And you know, even if we have a good meditation temporarily, we're not there, but you know, we kind of drift back to the mean, to the medium, unless we take that grand stand, unless we're willing to be wise. Willing to be wise, willing to stand out. So think about, like, you know, the girl, she didn't want to be wise because then, you know, she wouldn't be popular, the boys wouldn't call on her. In any event, there was a lot of secondary gain going on for her to clip her angel wings, for her to lower her truth. And so we really want to realize that we've all stepped away in the past, meaning walking away from our sunshine, walking away from the heat, walking away from our heart, walking away from our halo. And so what we're learning to do is allowing that sun to shine. Now, when I said allowing that sun to shine, everyone's third eye started buzzing on me, like buzz, because here's the point. We're all ready for the main event. We're all ready to turn ourselves on. So when we say turn ourselves on, we want to remember that we're really spirit. We want to remember that we're really the soul. And so we want to really start accentuating that light, prioritizing that light, bringing that light up first. So, you know, whenever we have a problem, whenever we get dismal, whenever we get lost, we remember to continue to shine. What I find fascinating is the picture I decided to use. It was obviously the sun casting a shadow, because this is the whole point, It's like our decision to choose. We can all keep playing bumper cars with each other, which basically is what we do. But we're all going to continue to get lost if we keep doing that, if we keep playing that. And they're saying, like, you know, it's sort of getting particularly absurd. What they mean by that, they don't mean that in judgment, but what they mean by that is, like, the truth is now being told. The sun is now shining. Like, in other words, we're beginning to understand. And so here we are with the driving instructions, with the manual, with the handouts. And we still have this tendency to look the other way. So we want to remember that we have been so prejudiced against, meaning like we've been prejudiced against ourselves. We haven't had our own back. We haven't supported ourselves. You know, we've been acting kind of, they're saying crazy, but it's a different word, and it's like loco, it's a very kind gesture is what I just want to emphasize, just to sort of add my editorial comments to this, meaning like out of our right mind, out of our heart. And so this is the time that we have decided. So we want to get this, like, into the present. This is the time that we have decided as a collective to increase our atmosphere. In other words, to welcome in the light, to welcome in our divinity, to welcome in our wholeness, to welcome in our brightness. And so with that self-realization comes our empowerment, comes our power most, because all of us have bought into that whole victim energy that we're just washing away. So just imagine, like, John the Baptist or whatever, like just sending all this water, and it just washes away that old consciousness of separation, of victimization, of anything where we're without our power, we're without our strength, we're without our light. Like it's not even possible. We can't even conceive or imagine a circumstance that could be arranged so, because we are ready to dig in. We are ready to bring forth self-relief. So that self-relief is very essential. It's not relief, because light beings are going to come down with their UFO spacecraft and, you know, save me here. Self-relief, because I'm going to wake up to my own I Am presence, our own self-authority as masters, and we're going to bring forth that self-realization, that divine union, that self-expression true. When I just said that self-expression true, the energy of it is so enticing. It's the kind of thing where if I was going to go to a meeting or whatever, like, oh my gosh, I have to go back and feel that energy again. I mean, it's like so tantalizing, so sweet, so given is what they want me to stop with, leave with, end with, I should say. So given. What they mean by that is so present, so justified, so accessible. Now, when I'm saying accessible, my loves, it's like it's here. It is user-friendly. So just think of, like, I don't know, those sanitizer machines, like, everywhere, you know, especially after COVID now, like, wherever you look. They're accessible. They're user-friendly. You don't have to pay for it wherever you look. You know, you just take some that's free. So that's what we want to feel. And this is what they're suggesting, that when we get lost, when we go blind unconsciously for a moment, to remember that we're wise, to remember that there's silent relief. And what they mean by silent is it's going to be silent. You know, God's going to be shy. We have to have the willingness. We have to drive. We have to say, you know, God self, God consciousness, you are important. Show me, teach me, come inside. Allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to be given. Now, when they said be given, it was like more. So it's like you had one ice cream scoop, you know, like have another scoop. It's like more. That's how I keep feeling. Like all of us are going to get very, very, very surprised and how fast abundance starts showing up in our lives as we decide to change our mind. Now, abundance is not, how would I say it? It's not the linear, like, okay, did I make $10 million? That's not what they mean by abundance. They don't mean abundance in terms of serving your ego desires. So if your desire is to have something that your ego wants, but it's not necessary or needed or part of your soul plan, or it's just not where your focus needs to be. Like, let's say you want the house, but the house is going to keep you so busy, you're not going to address your soul priorities, that sort of thing. So, and I really feel that when I'm tuning into what it is, including me, you know, what it is we desire, there are things that, and I'm just going to finish this out because this is so very clear to me. There are things that are being held back from us temporarily. They're calling it on the side. So it's sort of like, you know, it's a little bit like, are you taking that sweater? Yes, I am, but I'm still shopping. Okay, I'll put it on the side for you. That's what it feels like to me. Like, it's yours. You can plan on it, but you're not going to get like a sweet taste of it. In other words, you're not going to get the full desire of it until you finish doing your homework. Because the reason is, it's sort of like, oh, I don't know, like letting a kid, you know, play with, you know, the toys you bought them for the holiday break, but they're still having to finish their homework, you know? It's like, finish your homework first, and then, of course, you know, we'll spend this time playing. So that's how it feels. Like, it feels that, how would I say, I just feel like it's so important that we all know that what is due us and what we're feeling is coming is essential and it's guaranteed. But it's like, when it comes, that they want us to be strong. Like, what good are the gifts if we don't know how to use them, if we don't know how to manage them? That's what I want to say. So it's like more of that maturity building. You know, that's, it's like not so much fun, but then when we have the assets, when we have the nice surprises, we'll be able to use them to their fullest. In other words, with our graduated power, with that increased like spiritual maturity. So it's sort of like the combination is going to bring forth the gifting. It's going to bring forth the self-realization. Oh my goodness. So receive, oh, in sincere measure. Oh, beautiful. And so it is.